Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Wednesday morning. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness. Want to thank everybody for joining us and tuning in. Yes, we are broadcasting live from downtown Houston. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Miss Ray Shine. Thank you, my love. And family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Enough, available everywhere. But as we transition, Lord have mercy, to the smoother side of soul, it's been 5 long years, yes, Lord, since this incredibly talented gentleman blessed us with some music. His last effort, A Time for Love. And now he has returned to us with some grown folks music. Lord help us. His new album due out on May the 25th, his new album, Worth It All. I can only be speaking of one person, the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, the one and only Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. My brother, hey, how have you been doing?
I've been great, man. How you doing, Teddy Bear? You good?
I'm doing good, man. It is such a blessing to have you back on the show. Oh, and before we begin, happy belated birthday to you, brother.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. One of them big numbers.
Yes, Lord. Hey, man, we're both over 21, so it's all right. It's a good thing.
Well over 21.
We've been around the block a few times, but we're still here. We're still here, and that's definitely a beautiful experience, man. I'm going to tell you something. I've had a chance to listen to some snippets of the entire album, 12 tracks. The album is incredible, and I must say, from a personal perspective, I'm so glad that you've gone back to that grown folks music concept, because that's who you are. The last album was very jazz laden. And I know the last time we spoke, you said that was something that you always wanted to do. You've done it. But right. Man, I'm so glad that you're back with this album. And I wanted to ask you, what made you transition and say, you know what, I want to go back to my bread and butter? Did you feel like it was just something overall missing in the industry that we really, really needed?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I signed with this record company, Mac Avenue, and when I signed initially, they're kind of a smooth jazz label. I initially was going to do a smooth jazz record, and I started sitting down writing, and everything I started writing was old school R&B. So I went back and said, look, back to what my roots here. And they said, well, we'd love to have a record like that. So that's basically how it all came about. It's just that when I started writing, I just gravitated towards what I started out with it, with the LTD, you know, just writing good old fashioned R&B music, and I really wanted to get back to those roots, and it feels good, you know. I stayed true to my roots. I didn't try to jump across the line there and try to sound like one of these young kids. I felt it was time to do, like I said, a grown folks album. So that's what I did.
You know the amazing thing is, as I remember the last time you said it, said a lot of times we get so caught up in trying to reinvent the wheel, and a lot of times it stick to what got you to the party, because at the end of the day, people want to hear that real authentic Jeffrey Osborne. That's what got you to the dance. Yeah. That's that baby making music. Yes, Lord, that got you here. So, but, you know, the industry has changed so dramatically. For you, you've seen things. I mean, from you being on the inside and seeing how there was such a large amount of labels, and now we have a handful of record labels.
Yeah.
And as far as major labels, I wanted to ask you, and I know a lot of listeners would like to know, how have you managed to adapt to what's taking place in the industry now, where radio has changed too, as far as being able to go to the record stores and purchase music? Now everything is done online. Have you become accustomed to doing everything now as far as via social media?
Yeah, well, I mean, you almost have to adapt to what's going on. It's just totally different, you know. I'm used to, like you said, back in the day, going to a store, buying an album, looking on the back and seeing all the musicians that were on there. Now you get no information, basically. You know, it's all digital downloads, and, you know, everything is streamed and Spotify, and it's kind of crazy how every technology has moved along. I guess you have to stay abreast to what's going on. But, yeah, it has changed. It has changed so much. You got these kids coming up who were stars overnight just off of YouTube. You know, I mean, those things weren't available when we were coming along. They didn't have all this technology. And, you know, and I think we were better off for it. You know, when I listen back to the 60s, the 70s, you got great albums, and there was so many great songs on the albums. Today, you know, that doesn't happen like that today. These albums come out, these kids put one good song on it, you know, you go to iTunes and download the one song, and that's it. So, you know, it's changed so much, man. And I'm still old school in my heart, and I still love the old ways and the way we used to. It even sounded better back in the day. You know, everything's digital now, you know, and I love the sound of analog. I love vinyl. But those things, you know, they're all but just about gone now.
You know what? I'll use this analogy. It's like you. I know you're totally into fitness and health. I know you are. And absolutely. And I think where things have changed, and I use this as a microcosm, is that it's like grandma. When grandma would go in the kitchen, everything was prepared with love. There was no microwave. Everything was done in an oven. Everything was homemade. It was authentic. It was real. It took time, but it was made with love. And during our era of music, I'll use the same analogy. That's what it was. When you put your name out on a product, it was made with love. It took time. It was the essence of what music represented. And now we live in a very microwavable society. We want accessibility real quick. We're real quick. We'll just, like you said, we'll just put anything out, one single. People are downloading it on the various social media websites, whether it's Amazon, Spotify, Tidal, you name it. And it's like, okay, you provided us with a slice of cheesecake. Where's the full course? Where's the meal at? Where's the liner notes at?
Where are the liner notes at?
I'm looking for something.
Right. The songs today, you know, the songs back in the day, you know, you had a verse. Written off the verse. I mean, it's like people don't take time to put anything together anymore. They just write a verse and write the hook over the verse, and it just doesn't have the character that it used to have, you know. So but, you know, it is what it is.
Incredible. Where I've also seen changes is that where you were able to go see an artist perform at venues, and now the venues have changed where now if you really want to see an artist that you grew up loving and really loving and admiring, you got to sit up and buy a ticket to get on a boat whether it's the Tom Joyner Cruise or these other various outlets, to see an artist perform, because at the end of the day, the artist has to live. They have to get out there perform.
Right.
And I see also that a lot of artists are going outside the United States to perform to make a living, because they really have an appreciation for music. Now, and the last time I didn't get a chance to ask you this, and I want your honest opinion, you've always been upfront and forthcoming. Do you think we have become so spoiled and jaded that we don't appreciate real music anymore here in the States?
I think we forget about our artists. You know, I think that's number one. I think we take it for granted. I think people don't realize that there are still living legends out there and that they should take advantage and go and see them while they're here. It seems like people don't appreciate us until we've passed, and then they talk about us, and then they're like, oh, yeah. But these people are still vibrant, still out there performing. I think, you know, it's funny because when you look at the rock stars, you know, their audience flocks to them in stadiums still. And their music doesn't get old to their audience. But we sometimes like to move on to the next hottest thing, whatever is out, and we forget that, you know, what people have done, the legends have done, is like, it's classic. It's things that will stand the test of time, but we tend to forget about going out and supporting them. So you're right. So you got people, you got the cruises now. You got the Soul Train cruise, the Tom Joyner cruise, all the smooth jazz cruises, and it's full of great artists. So you can go now to on a cruise and see everyone you like. In a week, you see just about everything, and it's really good, solid music, great songs that you always grew up to listening to, and it's a wonderful time, you know. But we got to get out and support, you know, these people. People are still out there doing shows. I mean, you know, myself, you got Peebo still out there, you got Earth, Wind & Fire out there, you got the Whispers out there, you got the OJs, you got and Smokey. These people are still out doing shows. We just got to get out and support them.
Without question. A good friend of mine had sent me a text message a little bit over a week ago. And he said, Teddy Bear, I want you to hear this new version of September. I said, September by Earth, Wind & Fire? He said, yeah. I said, so who did it? Taylor Swift. I said, I'm sorry, who? Taylor Swift did a version of September. I said, okay. I'm open-minded. And I listened to the track. And at one point, I thought about actually jumping out the window. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't comprehend or wrap my mind around how you could take something like that and just totally destroy it. But yet, I guarantee you, on pop radio, it will sell. People will tune in and they'll buy it. To me, I have a great bias against where I see so many great artists like yourself who have laid the foundation, the blueprint on what music should represent, and having trouble getting airplay as far as top 100 airplay. But yet and still, you can have artists that come from England or wherever else around this globe, and they're singing R&B and get major airplay, not just on the top 100, top 40 stations, but I'm talking about R&B stations. They're getting airplay.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And I'm like, something's wrong. I'm like, wait a minute. How does Jeffrey Osborne, Peebo Bryson, other great artists put out projects, don't get airplay, but Sam Smith can come over and get his whole entire album played on an R&B station?
Right.
Something's not right.
Exactly. Well, like I said, they tend to move on. They tend to move on it. But the funny thing is, if you look at these shows now, look at the award shows, you don't even have any black R&B singers in the category anymore. It's white singers in the R&B categories, which is amazing to me. So it's you know, go figure. You go figure. The other thing that bothers me is the fact that we've lost all the real male vocalists. You got all these guys out singing now, singing in falsettos. Everybody's trying to sing higher than the women. What happened to the real male vocalist? Where did the men go? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Where did the Teddy Pendergrasses go and the Marvin Gaye? I mean, now everybody's trying to sing like, I swear, man, it's amazing. Every time I hear a male vocalist on the radio, I'm like, wow, he's singing higher than Mariah Carey is.
Hey, like you said before, it's the flavor. It's the flavor of the month. The industry doesn't care as long as they can make a buck and they feel like, and I've always had the attitude and mentality that you have a lot of these major labels that are left. To me, they look at a lot of the record buying public today, which happens to be a lot of young people, that they look at them as being foolish and not really understanding what music should be, because they feel like as long as there's a beat behind it, they'll pay money. They'll go online and they'll buy it. And that's the end of it. Then you say, wait a minute. I got Jeffrey Osborne. He just put out a fantastic new album. Every song on there is classic. Shouldn't that something be played on syndicated radio stations? No, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear, let's move your butt, let's shake your ass. Excuse my French, you French choir. But I mean,
no, you're right.
You know, and I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, there has, just like everything, there has to be a balance, and there's such an imbalance, but that's okay. That's why the teddy bear is here. I'm here to save everyone.
I hear you. Well, you know, it seems like you have to fit a format today. And if the format is not even music, it's a sound. Everything has to sound a certain way to fit their radio format. So what doesn't matter whether it's good music, whether it's solid music, if it doesn't sound like what these kids want to hear today, then you're not going to get that spot on, you know, get the slot. You won't get the slot. Easy and simple as that.
Well, that's why I said I'm here. On behalf of the late, great Yul Brynner, he said, I've seen the need and I'm here to fulfill that need. So it is written, so it shall be done. A new album, Lord have mercy, worth it all. Tell us about the album. What has you most proud about the new album?
Well, you know, the new album to me was a chance to really, like I said, go back to my roots. And the beauty of it all was that this is the first project that I think I've written everything on it, with the exception of one song, and I co-wrote that with my son. and I also produced it. So it was really a beautiful thing for me to be able to sit down, write the music, produce the music. And I have all my band members on the record. So the guys that travel with me and do my live shows, they're all the musicians on the record. So it was easy. It was comfortable. And, I just tried to, do the things that people want to hear from me, the ballads, you know. So it's a heavy ballad album because, I am a balladeer. And there's a few nice little up-tempo things on there. But, and the message basically is love in all phases, you know. And the trials and tribulations we go through, worth it all, is basically has a double meaning. It's like for me, it's just finally putting a record out and putting something good. It's like worth it. It's worth it all finally to get something out there. But the song itself is talking about all the trials and tribulations that we go through in relationships. And how somehow you see people jumping and, next thing you know, they're married 5-6 times, they get on the fifth wife, and it don't get no easier. So to me, the thing is, it's easier to fight through the little, trials and tribulations that you have, work things out, because love is worth all of that. And that's basically where I was coming from with this record. It's like, work through it. Love is worth it all. Family is everything. And a lot of people lose out on that by jumping from relationship to relationship. And, next thing you know, they don't have a relationship with the kids and they don't have a relationship, because it's crazy. So I just, looking at life, it's just better if you find somebody that you love, work through it. Because it's worth it.
Without question. Without question. I remember this great poet once said, what we have is much more than they. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going back. I'm going back a little
bit. That's true. That's a true statement.
Oh, my goodness. It's as true today as it ever been, man. It's really incredible, man. It's really incredible where we were and where we're at now. Again, I'm just so happy. And for all the listeners out there that are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. And remember, family, along with Jeffrey, Peebo Bryson, they will be here in Houston this coming Friday. The Ladies' Choice Concert Series will be at the Arena Theater. That's at 8:30 Central Standard Time. You see, well, teddy bear, I'm not in Houston. I'm in Los Angeles. Planes, trains, automobiles, if you have to get on a camel, make sure that you get out here to Houston and see this and see this incredible concert. Now, tour schedule. I know we're starting on this leg as far as the tour schedule and also promoting the album, which is a beautiful thing. What do you have in store as far as being able to travel outside the United States this year? Is that one of the main goals this year, to really get out and just really do other things and really promote the music outside the United States?
Yeah, well, our goal is definitely to promote music outside the United States. We haven't put the package together to go out, but we are definitely we're definitely planning to go out of the country. I haven't been out of the country to places like Europe in a while. I mean, I'm always in the islands, you know. Love the island, so I'm always doing shows there. But Europe is something that we have our eyes set on. We want to get over there. And it seems like, you know, my music gets a lot of play in places. I mean, I just, you know, had somebody tell me, you know, I did an interview in Sweden, and they tell me my music is huge in Sweden. And I'm like, well, I got to get over there.
There you go.
But, you know, and I'm looking at now, there's just the fact that they just released Worth It All, and I'm following this and seeing that already London is all over it. So I'm wow, that's great. So
in a minute.
So yeah, it's definitely that time. It's time for me to get out and get a go across the world here and start letting people hear some of this new music and the old music. It's funny, people are requesting, I get more requests for the LTD stuff than anything. So I guess I would say that 80% of my show is LTD now.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with LTD, but my goodness, you have so.
Oh yeah.
Your catalog though, besides LTD, stepping away from LTD, your catalog is vast, man. I mean, it's huge to LTD. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with people want to hear. I want to hear the classics from LTD, but I'm like, man, your music on your own as a solo artist, that stands.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
It stands on its own merit. It stands on its own merit.
You know, it's got to the point where it's hard to do all of it in a show. That's for sure. You know, it's hard to do everything. So I try to touch on a piece here and a piece there. But I've been blessed, you know, to have had a lot of hit records. I give thanks to people like you, because if it wasn't for radio getting my music out there to the listeners, you know, none of us would be in this position. So I thank you for that.
Oh, man.
You know.
It's my pleasure, man. It's all love. Like I said, I've been sitting up here waiting for 5 years, you know, to hear some new music. I'm like, where's Jeffrey? I said, yeah, he's out on the... I said, okay, what's his handicap? What, he's out? He's out on the
golf. Yeah, I get out and do that a little bit too.
I said, okay. What's his handicap? I said, okay, when is his brother getting back in the studio and make some more music? But like the old adage, it said, great things come to those who wait. So we have waited patiently, and it is here. So far be it for the teddy bear to deprive the many listeners out there. So let's get into it. The title track from the new album, the upcoming album, May the 25th, Worth It All, from the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
This game of love everybody plays, there are no guarantees. The king and queen of hearts, They can be torn apart. It's a crazy game, and I'm here to say there really ain't no rules. But there's some things you just got to do. You gotta keep the fire going, keep the love light glowing, make it work, cause love is worth it all. You gotta keep the fire burning, keep the passion yearning, make it work, cause love is worth it all. Oh, did I explain it's a couple game? It's two against the world. Together, me and you, we'll get each other through. And if we are wise, we won't compromise. We've got a winning hand. There's just some things we both got to do. We gotta keep the fire going, keep the love light glowing, make it work, cause love is worth it all. We gotta keep the fire burning, keep the passion yearning, make it work, cause love is worth it all. I'm just saying, it's so easy to run and let love come undone. But somewhere down the line, you're gonna have to face it once again. So why not get it right? This love game is for life. Do the few little things that will keep your love. You've got to
keep the fire going.
Keep the fire going.
Keep the love light glowing.
Keep it glowing.
Make it work, cause love is worth it all.
Oh,
you gotta keep the fire burning.
Burn.
Keep the passion yearning.
Keep the passion yearning.
Cause love is worth it all.
Love is worth it all.
The legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne here in the zone of LOTO Radio, the title track from his upcoming album, Worth It All, available May the 25th everywhere. But in the meantime, you can always place your orders in soon to pick it up. Be sure to do so. And to get all the latest information, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Jeffrey's official website. That's at jeffreyosborne.com. Also on Instagram, official Jeffrey Osborne, Twitter, Jeffrey Osborne, and last but certainly not least, facebook.com/official Jeffrey Osborne. And again, this coming Friday, Jeffrey will be here in Houston, yes, Lord, at the Arena Theater, also with another extraordinarily gifted crooner, Mr. Peebo Bryson. That's at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time here at the Arena Theater, Ladies' Choice Concert Series. My brother, it is always an honor and a privilege for me to have you on the show. Please don't take another 5 years to make some music If I have to come look for you on the golf course, I will do it.
Come on out there. Let's tee it up. No, it won't be 5 years before the next one. Now, trust me. I'm starting to work on the next one right now.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful thing. Before I let you go, I want to send out a very special shout-out to Sinbad. And people say, why are you sending a shout-out to Sinbad? Because Sinbad started all this. And what I mean by this, when he used to have these shows in Aruba, and he gave a platform to great artists like Jeffrey, to Lakeside, Evelyn Champagne King, Cameo, you name it. He gave them a platform to show everybody that they can blow everybody away. Even a lot of these quote-unquote modern-day artists, they could blow them off the stage. So I want to send out a very special thank you to him, and I wish he would do that again. I don't know why he stopped doing it, but I wish he would do that again. But Teddy Bear is going to be at the Arena Theater this Friday, making things happen. Got to see my man work his magic and send these women into a frenzy. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Teddy Bear can always take some leftovers home with him. I'm happy with that. I'm content with that.
Well, I definitely look forward to seeing you out there, Teddy Bear. So make sure you come backstage and yell at me.
I will definitely do so, brother. I look forward to seeing you this Friday, okay?
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy, man. Remember, family, the new album, Worth It All, available May the 25th everywhere. And again, stop by and get all of Jeffrey's tour information at his official website at www.jeffreyosborne.com. Well, I got you here, comfy and cozy, like Linus Blanket on a very smooth Wednesday morning. Let's get some classic Jeffrey Osborne, Lord have mercy, on the wings of love here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Traveling on the wings of love. of love, of
get over you. Keep angry bones and ashes. I swear, but a bad bitch will play in my head just as long as you are not here. I'd rather be faded. I'd rather be faded. Than sit here and worry about you and shit you weren't able to do. I just can't keep losing my cool. Way too much to drink. I'm lit like big industry, a club throwing some tuition. All on snap capturing, cause I know you pay attention. I'm headed down to Rio. I'ma fuck it up cause I'm single. And you can't tell me to chill, so I roll another one. Here you come, yo, you must have smelled the fun. On my line talking shit, like you ain't the one that chose this. I swear you do this shit on purpose. You got what you want and now swerve, I'm swerving. Cause I just need some time here to get over you. Keep thinking about the pain and shit you put me through. Baby, it's like you're buying my mental. And that ain't the shit that I'm into. And I can't do it, I'd rather be faded. I'd rather be faded. And grip on some ashes, I swear, but a bad bitch will play in my head. As long as you are not here, I'd rather be faded. I'd rather be faded than sit here and worry about you and shit you weren't able to do. I just can't keep losing my cool.
Certain things turn me on. Like the way you might say a word, huh? The way you wear your hair, you have a certain smile on your face. Or just the way you're standing there right now. And you really, really, really look good to me, baby. In your baby blue panties. Yes, love. You look good to me right now. In your baby blues.
the legendary maestro, Barry White. You look so good in your baby blues, Lord have mercy, in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. Thank you for joining us this morning. And remember, family, be sure to purchase his new album, available May the 25th, Worth It All, Lord have mercy, 12 tracks, a kaleidoscope of grown folk music. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And also, Jeffrey, along with Peebo Bryson, will be joining us here at the Arena Theater here in Houston, Texas, this coming Friday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Ladies' Choice Concert Series. Can't wait to meet him. Looking forward to it. And also, to get all the latest updates, be sure you let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Jeffrey's official website. That's at www.jeffreyosborne.com. You can also catch up with him via the social media, Instagram, Twitter, and also on Facebook. And for those who missed the interview, it's okay. The Teddy Bear has you covered. You can always listen to the interview in its entirety at our Google Play Music Store under LOTL, The Zone. Also on TuneIn, the same handle. We're also on iHeartRadio. And also, last but certainly not least, Lord help me, we're at www.lotlradiothezone at podbean.com. We got you covered in every aspect. Yeah, I know time flies by. It's that time. I want to send a very special extra thank you and extra love to all the many supporters out there for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. So it is written, so it shall be done. We're going to close it with a new hit single from the incredibly talented, should I be right now? I'm just jiving with you. With the incredibly talented Ray Shine, my Lord. She has a hit single on her hand called Enough, featuring Chris DeShields. Hey, keep your head to the sky. Stay positive. Remain positive. Please remain positive. It's essential to get through this thing called life. Until we meet again here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Hi, I'm Maxie, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know you can be my teddy bear at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
We'll erase the naughty bits. I'll show my